Today's daf is Menachas Daf Ches, and we are two lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amid Beis Umi Amar Rabbi Lazar Hachi. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Yitzchak Ben Shifra Mirol, Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida, and Shleima Ben Chayaleah. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Sarah Bas Silvia that she find a Zivug Hagoin Bekarav. So, we're moving along in the first perek of Masechtas Menachas. We already learned a second Mishnah, and the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, in the middle of a digression, mentioned a chiddush that Rabbi Elazar said, and that is that in the event that a kohen would be mekabel dam in a klisharis, but the amount of dam would be pachas mikashir. It's not the amount that's needed in order to do the avodas hadam now. The halacha is that the klisharis would not be mekadesh the dam. So in order for a klisharis to be mekadesh dam, you have to have the requisite shir. If you don't have the requisite shir, the klisharis cannot be mekadesh the dam. This is something that the Gemara brought in the name of Rabbi Elazar, and today's daf is going to begin questioning, could it be that Rabbi Elazar said that? Says the Gemara, "Mi amar Rabbi Elazar hachi." Did Rabbi Elazar in fact say that a klisharis doesn't have the ability to be mekadesh dam if you don't have the entire shir dam? Va'itmar, we learned chavite kohen gadol as it relates to the minchas chavitin, the chavitim of the kohen gadol. Now, the minchas chavitin is going to feature prominently in today's daf. What we need to know on the onset is that this was a carbon mincha that was brought by the kohen gadol every single day. The shear of the minchas chavitin was an isarin. There was never a mincha that was brought that was less than an isarin. However, the minchas chavitin was unique in that it was brought in two shots. Machtzisa ba'boiker u'machtzisa ba'erev. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar were about to see, debated a very fundamental question related to the Chavite Kohen Gadol. And that is, what would be if the Kohen Gadol took half of the Isarin and was Mekadesh in a Klisharis, with the intention of taking the other half of the Isarin and being Mekadesh dead in a Klisharis? Would we say that a half plus a half equals a whole, and as a result, the Chavitin would be Kaddish? Or maybe, being that every Mincha had to be at the minimum in Isarin, the way we see the Minchas Chavitin is also that it has to start off as in Isarin. Afterwards, you'll take half of that and be Makrivin in the morning, half of that and be Makrivin in the evening. But if you're going to lechatchila take half and try to be mekadesh half bifnei atzmai and half bifnei atzmai, ain't a kaddish, it's not going to be kaddish. So specifically, the question was, if the kohen gadol would take half of the shear, put it into a klisharis, would it be kaddish? At the end of the day, you're being makrivit that way. So if you're being makrivit that way, who said you shouldn't be able to be mekadesh it that way also? Or maybe no. Or maybe to be makrivit, fine, but as it relates to the kedusha, it has to be a fully sarin. That's always the minimum share of a mincha. After you give it the kedusha as a fully sarin, then you'll take machtzisa. You'll take half of it and you bring it in the morning, and you take the other half of it and you bring it in the evening. So the Gemara says that as it relates to the chavite kohen gadol, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein kedusha lechatzam." It is not kaddish if you try only being makdish half of it. Rabbi Elazar said, no. Mitoich shekrev lechatzon, kedusha lechatzon. Just like if you want to be makrev half of it, you could be makrev half of it. So too, if you want to be makdish half of it, you'd be able to be makdish half of it as well. Now we're focusing on Rabbi Elazar. The daf began, the opening words, umi amar Rabbi Elazar hachi. So we need to zero in on Shitas Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan, that the Gemara is going to analyze later in the course of the daf. But for now, the shita that we need is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said that if you take half of the shear of the minchas chavitin and you put it into a klisharis, the halacha is it's going to be kaddish. So the Gemara's kasha is ve'im isa. Now, if Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that you can't be makdish pachas mikashir of dam, then leilif midam. Rabbi Elazar should say that just like by dam you can't be makdish a pachas mikashir, so too when it comes to the minchas chavitin you shouldn't be able to be makdish a pachas mikashir either. How could it be that Rabbi Elazar holds that as it relates to being makdish the dam, you could be makdish You can't be makdish pachas mikasher, but as it relates to being makdish the minchas chavit, and you could be makdish pachas mikasher. Now the truth is, and Tosfos asks the kasha, what do you mean? It sounds like there's a svara. Rabbi Loza said mitoich shekrev lechatzon k'tusha lechatzon. Okay, it almost sounds like Rabbi Loza l'shitas that really Rabbi Loza holds. Usually you can't be makdish pachas mikasher, and that's why by dam you can't. Over here there's a new svara. You should be able to ayin Tosfos. But either way, freak the gemara. If you're gonna tell me that Rabbi Loza shit is the by dam, you can't be makdish pachas mikasher, then we should learn the mechas chavita from the dam. Maybe you tell me, Rabbi Lazar holds mechatesi. Maybe dam has its shulchan aruch and menachis has its shulchan aruch. Maybe we can't shtel tzu milsa mi milsa. Meaning, we're talking a lot about how zvachim and menachis are so different, yet they parallel each other, right? So l'chura, the whole basis of the Gemara's kash is that the koimitz or the mincha is somewhat similar to the dam, to the zevach, right? So I can hear a tzu shavas. Maybe Rabbi Lazar holds milsa mi milsa legomer, but it's not true because for Amar Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar said mincha shekimtza behechol kshera, that in the event that the kmitz of a carbon mincha was done in the hechol, as opposed to where in the azara, that's where it's supposed to be done. Torah says you do it in the azara, but let's say you would do it not in the azara, but you would decide, I want to go mahajim and I'm mahajim. I want to do it in a place that's even holier than the azara. I want to do it in the hechol. How do you know it's kashish? Kematzinu besiluk bezichin. Because you find that the siluk bezichin was done in the hechel. Now, the siluk bezichin is when the kohen would remove the shnei bezichin levoina from the shulchan, be makter on the mizbeach achitzon, which was matter the lechem aponim be'achila. Now, the siluk bezichin was to the avoid of the lechem aponim, the equivalent thereof to the kmitza to every mincha, which was the equivalent thereof to a shchita in every zevach, right? They all parallel each other. In fact, lechem aponim is a sug mincha. It's referred to as a type of mincha. So the lechem aponim is a mincha. It has its proverbial kmitza. What's its kmitza? Removing the bezichei levoina. Said Rabbi Lazar, being that the siluk bezichin was done in the hechel, so you see that there's a musik of a kmitza in the hechel. So no, if there's a musik of a kmitza by the hechel, albeit regarding the proverbial kmitza regarding the siluk bezichin that was done by the lechem aponim, then hu hadin, the same is going to be true as it relates to a mincha, that if you want to do the kmitza in the hechel, that is something that you are going to be allowed to do. But what do you see from here? You see that Rabbi Lazar is learning milsa mi milsa. He's learning a law regarding a mincha from a law regarding the lechem aponim. So tainus the Gemara, we have a stira, ostensibly in Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar holds that a klisharis can't be makadish a chatzi shir of dam. Yet you find that a klisharis does have the ability to sanctify and give kedusha to a chatzi shir of a mincha. Churet astira. So maybe you'll tell me what shaykh is. Dam luchod, amincha luchod. Well, you see already a precedent in the bismedrash of Rabbi Lazar. Because Rabbi Lazar shtel tzu the kmitz of the mincha, the siluk bezichim of the lechem upon him, and he learned the halacha, mechudish tega halacha. You could do kmitz in the hechel, even though the Torah says the azaro, just like you could do siluk bezichim in the hechel. So you see, he is yalef milsa mi milsa, meaning he's not a stickler when it comes to, no, it has to be mamish, the same thing. He has a little bit of a broad, liberal type perspective when it comes to being yalef milsa mi milsa. So if Rabbi Lazar learns milsa mi milsa, he learns kmitza from siluk bezichin, then he should also learn the minchas chavitin from every zevach. But the Gemara says it's not a tzurshtel. Why is it not a tzurshtel? Because lechem aponim, we said, is a mincha. And a mincha, of course, is a mincha. And dam involves a zevach. So the Gemara, mincha mi milch yalef, mincha mi dam, la yalef. Rabbi Lazar's shita is that you could learn mincha mi mincha. Hence, you could learn mincha shekamtza behechel ksheira from the siluk bezichin. However, mincha mi dam, la yalef. And that's why Rabbi Lazar didn't want to learn that, from the fact that you can't be makdish a chatzi shir of dam in a klisharis, that means that so too you wouldn't be able to be makdish a chatzi mincha inside a klisharis either, says the Gemara. Okay, so basically, what is Shita's Rabbi Lazar? We're going to digress now. What is Shita's Rabbi Lazar? His Shita is that mincha mi dam lo yalef, but mincha mi mincha yalef, says the Gemara. Mincha mi yalef. Does Rabbi Lazar really learn mincha mi mincha? Again, where do you see that he learns mincha mi mincha? Because mincha shekamtza behechol ksheirish kem yasid basil bazichin v'atanya. We learned it a brayso. Now, before we start this brayso, we need a tiny bit of background information. And that is, the halacha is that in the event that a mincha was chaser before the kohen did the kmitza. So before the kohen had an opportunity to do the kmitza with the mincha, some of the mincha became chaser. So the halacha is, it passels the entire mincha. Meaning, You can't be makta the koimitz, you can't eat the shirayim. This is 100% psuli amakdashim. It's going to be a pasul mincha. In the event that the koyin did the kmitza, and then afterwards, some of the shirayim, because once you do the kmitza, by definition, the rest of it is shirayim. So some of the shirayim became chaser. So then the halach is, you'll never be allowed to eat the shirayim mincha. Could you be makta the koimitz? That's a machlokes amiram. So before the kmitza, in the event that something is chaser, everything is a problem. The koimitz can't go on the mizbeach, the shirayim, I'm never going to be mutar b'achila. If, however, it was chaser after the kmitza, for sure you can't eat the shirayim. Machlokes amiram, whether you can be makta the koimitz, can't be makta the koimitz. These laws will very much play themselves out in the next 10 lines of Gemara. So says the Gemara, Brice. Actually, Pirka, this Brice is talking about the lechem haponim. So before the Shnei Bezicha Levoina were removed from the Shulchan, Nifras Lachma, in the event that one of the breads of the Lechem Aponim broke, so something is missing, HaLechem Pasol, the Halach is the Lechem is Pasol, they makter all of us HaBezichin, and you can't be makter the Bezichin. Why not? This is the equivalent thereof to a Mincha being Chaser before the Kmitza. Actually Pirka is the equivalent of actually Kimtza. So if something was Nifras, something is broken, something is incomplete, so everything is off limits. You can't go ahead and do the Bezicha Levoina anymore, meaning you can't do the Silo. You can't be makta levoina on the mizbech. Additionally, you're not going to be able to go now and eat the lechem aponim. Misha pirka nifras lachma. What would be if it happened after you already removed the shnei bezich levoina? Meaning after you did the proverbial kmitza. So there the halach is a lechem pasul. The lechem is going to be pasul. Makta rovas a bezichin. And if you want to be makta the bezichin, that's something you're allowed to do. Oh, my Rabbi Lazar came. Now, we need Rabbi Lazar because, right, we're handling shittas Rabbi Lazar now. He said that when it says in this braisa, actually pirka versus pirka, loy pirka, mamish. The word pirk over here is lav dafka. It's not meant to be taken literally. El kiven shegi is man alafarig. Afa pisha loy pirka kimisha pirka damya. As soon as this man, just this man, meaning if you look at the zeiger, it's already the time where you're allowed to go ahead and be misalik the shnei bezich levoina, which was when, by the way, it was on Shabbos Kodesh, right? That's when they used to divide the lechem upon him. That's the Eid Beis Challahs on Shabbos. But the bottom line is, it's once he gives man at that point, that's when the inflection point is. That's when everything changes. Meaning, before this man of the siluk shnei bezich levoina, if it was nifras one of the chalas, so then everything is possible, right? You can't be makter, you can't eat the shirayim. If it happened noch this man, even if you physically didn't go ahead and do the siluk bezichin, at that point the halach is going to be that you can't eat the shirayim, but at the same time you want to be makter the bezichin, you can't. What's the gemara's kasha? V'amai, how could that be shitas Rabbi Lazar? Tavi kemincha shechasra kaidim kmitza. When it comes to a mincha, it's totally, did I do the kmitza? Did I not do the kmitza? It's not totally what time it is. That's the only thing that matters. And if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Loz is Yalef Milsa Mimilsa, and he holds that the silo kapazichim from the lechem aponim mirrors 100% the kmitza of the karban mincha, well, just like as it relates to the karban mincha, you physically have to do the kmitza. And if it's the zman, right, just to speak this out clearly, of the kmitza, but you didn't physically do the kmitza, and it was chaser, everything is going to be possible. So the shrine is going to be passing, you're not going to be makter. Then when it comes to the siluk bezichin, it should be the same exact thing, even though it's already the zman of doing the siluk bezichin. But at the end of the day, if I didn't do it yet, the halacha should be that shirayim is possible, and if I want to be makter, I can't be makter. Now bishleim, if Rabbi Loza sheet is enough, yalof milsa mi milsa, even mincha lo mincha. Okay, it's not a kasha, with shaykhis, two different sugyas. But you're telling me Rabbi Loza sheet is that mincha mi dam lo yalof, of a mincha mi mincha, yeah yalof. And by the way, the example where Rabbi Loza was yalof mincha mi mincha, it was mincha from siluk bezichin. So then the same should be true over here. So why is it that when it comes to mincha, the halach is one way, and when it comes to the siluk bezichin, the lechem aponim, the halach is another way? So the Gemara says a geshmak etar. It's holy kasha, that's not a kasha. And the reason is, because the Olam, I'll tell you, that when it comes to the mincha, really, theoretically, hypothetically, Rabbi Lazar Shita would be that it's not totally in did I do the kmitza, did I not do the kmitza? But rather it would be totally in this man, right? Theoretically, it could be that. The problem is, and let's speak it out outside, if you didn't do the kmitza yet, there is no kaimetz. There's no kaimetz. I mean, the whole svara of once this man comes, we look at it as if it already happened, and that's all I care about. It's because it's something that's going to happen. It's already zman krishma. So, okay, you're going to say krishma, right? It's obvious, it's presumable that that's going to happen. So I could see it up as if it happened, even though it didn't happen yet. That's the underlying lumdus. I can't have that when it comes to the koimitz, because until I do a maisa kmitza, there's no heftz of a koimitz. How could I see up the koimitz if I don't have the koimetz. In other words, mincha loy bar breira koimetz tida. By the mincha, I don't physically have the koimetz. Right? What does it mean, breira? I wasn't breira yet. The chelik of it that's going to be called the koimetz. And as a result, the zman doesn't mean anything. Abba vaha, as it relates to the siluk bazichin, that's a proverbial kmitza. But really, I'm taking the entire bazicha levoina, and that's physically sitting on the shulchan right now. Over there, it's bar breira koimetz tida, and it's for that reason, the kivan shegiya zman alefarek. Once it's already the zman, it's command the parkadamya. But I can't have a command the parkadamya when it comes to a koimetz, because I physically don't have a koimetz. But the Gemara has one other kasha. That is elamiyat. The end of the day, I still don't understand this braisa. Because why is it that if it's Misha Parka Nifras Lachma, Halechem Pasel, Umakter Olav Es HaBozichen, right? At the end of the day, I shouldn't be able to be makter the bozichin anyways. And the reason is because it should be like the shirayim of a mincha that was chase between the kmitza and the haktara, the imakter and koimetz aleim. With halacha is that you can't be makter the koimetz. Mara's asking a follow-up question. It's an addendum. If you're going to tell me that really we shteltzu the mincha to the lechem aponim, because we yalef mincha mi mincha, then I have another problem with this braisa. Because this braisa said that once you're mesalik, or according to Rabbi Elazar, once it's higi zman, but regardless, for sure, once you're mesalik, if it's chaser afterwards, so what was the halacha? The halacha is you will never be able to eat the lechem aponim, but you could be makter the shnei bezicha levoina. What's the halacha by a mincha? The halacha by a mincha is that if it becomes chaser after the kmitza, then you can't eat the shirayim, but also you can't be makter the koimetz. So, if you're yalef milsa mi milsa, why is that the halacha? Now, beinenu, what's really the halacha? In the event that it became chaser after the kmitza, so we said it's a machlokes ameiron, right? We made a big deal about it for a reason. We were segueing into this part of the daf, that you for sure can't eat the shirayim, but could you be makter? It's a shayla. But the Gemara is clearly picking sides, right? The Gemara is being super biased. And the Gemara is saying, 1 second, you can't be makter the koimetz if it's chaser after the kmitza, then if you're yalef milsa mi milsa, you shouldn't be able to be makter the shnei bezicha levoina if it's chaser l'achash apirka, which again is a kash on Rabbi Elazar. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar sava the command of Rabbi Elazar, you know, like the other man, the Amar, that shirayim shachaser and kmitza l'achtar, makter koimetz aleim, that if the shirayim was chaser between the kmitza and the tar, you could be makter. He holds like the other shita, he holds like the other shita. This is not going to be a problem. Either way, so what just happened? We just did a little bit of an analysis in the world of Rabbi Elazar. Right? That's basically what happened. We took a whole bunch of shitas of Rabbi Elazar and we tried plugging them together. We have a shitas Rabbi Elazar that a klishores can't be makdish dam if it's pachas mikasher. We have a shitas Rabbi Elazar that says that in the event that you took the chavite koin gadol and you put half of it in a klishores, the halach is mitoich shekrev lechatzon, it's kedusha lechatzon. And we have another Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar holds mincha shekimtza beheichel kshev, even though it's really supposed to be done in the Azara. That's what the Torah says. But if you did in the heichel, it's going to be okay. And the reason is because you find basilik bezichin that was done in the heichel, so this can be done in the heichel as well. What are those three halachas have in common? They all somehow gravitate to one general kachim diga theme, and that is, are we yalef mincha midam? Are we yalef one type of mincha, like a good old-fashioned mincha that requires kmitza, from an alternative type of mincha, such as the lechem aponim? At the end of the day, the sheet of Rabbi Elazar is that we yalef mincha mi mincha, but we're not yalef mincha midam. We yalef mincha mi mincha, and that's why if you find the halacha regarding lechem aponim, we can learn something as it relates to Shai Menachis. That's the basis for sheet of Rabbi Elazar, mincha shekimtza v'heichel k'sheira, shkeimatzina b'tzil b'zichin, that's the way it is. At the same time, Rabbi Elazar is not yalef mincha midam. So that even though when it comes to a dam, if you put a chatzi shir into a klisharis, it's not going to be kaddish. But when it comes to the minchas chavitin over there, it could be kaddish. So it's interesting that, again, we started through miyomer Rabbi Elazar hachi, going back to one prat of the previous daf, and we somehow digress into this general discussion. Do we learn mincha midam? Do we learn mincha mincha? We'll see in following the paper trail of the rest of the daf. This is a very much theme of the daf. It's going to repeat itself. The Gemara is going to handle different amayraim with regards to this shayla. Were they yalef milsa mi milsa? Were they not yalef milsa mi milsa? Which, by the way, seems like a 20,000 foot view type of shaila, very broad general shaila when it comes to analyzing a lot of these sugyas. Either way. So the Gemara had brought a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar regarding the Minchas Chavitin. If you put half of it into a klisharis, is it kaddish or is it not kaddish? Rabbi Yochanan Shitas, ain't a kedusha l'chatzon. Rabbi Elazar said, as far as he said, it's kaddish l'chatzon. So the Gemara now is going to do a deeper dive into this machloikis gufa. Chavite kayin gadol. Rabbi Yochanan, ain't a kedusha l'chatzon. Rabbi Elazar, amik mitaych shurkev l'chatzon. Kedusha l'chatzon. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's not kaddish l'chatzon. Rabbi Elazar says, if you can be makrib l'chatzon, it should be kaddish l'chatzon. As well, amik rabach is at my time. Rabbi Yochanan, what's pshan? Rabbi Yochanan that holds that it is not kaddish l'chatzon. Amik rab, because the pasuk says mincha machtzisa. Now it doesn't say mincha machtzisa. Let's see what it says. It says zeh korban aharon uvanav asher yakrivu l'Hashem b'yom himashachoisoi asiris ha'efa soiles mincha tamid machatzisa ba'boker machatzisa ba'erev. So it mentions the mincha, and then the Torah says he doesn't bring the mincha in one shot. Machatzisa ba'boker u'machatzisa ba'erev. But it says first the entire mincha, and then take half of that mincha, and then take another half of the mincha. So says Rabbi Yochanan, you know what the pasuk is saying? Hevi mincha. First bring the mincha, the asiris eifa, the isarein, right? Bring the shalem, the gemincha. Va'acha kachoytzeu. Take machatzisa. Take half of it. That is the basis for Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar argued because he held of a svara. At the end of the day, mitoich shekar v'lechatzayim, it's also kedusha l'chatzayim. Meis face. The Gemara is going to ask two kashas from two brises. Chavita kohen gadol lehei bayis chatzayim. Ela mei v'yisarin shalom v'chaytzeyu. The chavita kohen gadol cannot have been brought l'chatchila as a half. You had to bring a full yisarin, and afterwards you divided it. Who is this a meis feyan? This is a meis feyan. Rabbi Elazar, Teraya, Terabi Yoch, Betanya, another price. He would have a mincha machtzis. Had it said not mincha machatzis, but mincha machtzis, I would have thought maybe chatzis army base of shachris, umakriv, chatzis army base of yarbis, umakriv. Right, bring a half a shir in the morning, half a shir in the evening. Talmud Lehman says machtzis of babiker. And we learn from there, mechtza misholim hu mevi, that you have to bring half of a whole, meaning it has to start off as all. You can't bring a little in the morning, a little in the evening. You bring everything in the morning, and then you take half of that and half of that. Again, another price. That seems to support the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rabbi Elazar. These are two kashas on Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara gives a one-word answer to both kashas. Le mitzvah. It's true you have two brises, but those brises are only telling me the din l'chatchila. Those dinim are not ma'ak. Amalei Rabbi Gvi'a mi beit kosel the Rav Ashi. So Rabbi Gvi'a beit kosel told Rav Ashi, how could you say that the halachos regarding the minchas chavitin are only le mitzvah? Look two psukim later. It says, "Vakoyin Hamashiach ta'achdom ibanav yasa oisa chok oivam l'Hashem kolul taktar." And we know the word chok, which is the same shayrish as the word chuka, is always leikuva. So he told him, "Vachuka ksevba." It says the word chuka, and chuka means it's leikuva, right? Just like you have by the avodah yom kippur, and this you find by the mitzvah, right? There's certain parishes in the Torah where the Torah throws in a word to teach me it's leikuva. One of those magic words is the word chuka or chak. So if it says chak, I know it's leikuva. Amalei, so he told him, "I hear you have to say a different mahalach. Leinitzrucha elu lehavia shalem mibesai." You have to say that those brises, when they say it had to be shalem, it didn't mean that the Kedusha had to be shalom. It didn't mean you had to put the whole shir into the klisharis with vasachs. It just meant when you're bringing, get me besoy, that balabatasha act, that had to be shalom. That's a real thing. And that actually has a din. And that's where it means mincha. But afterwards, you could be a machtzisa even for the Kiddush. You don't have to put the full shir into it in one shot. Either way, zok the Gemara, that you want to know why those two brises are not shver on Rabbi Elazar, because those brises are not necessarily talking about how the Minchas Chavitin became Kaddish, but more how the Minchas Chavitin was brought. So let's hit the pause button again. We just have to follow the paper trail. The paper trail is a little windy here. So we have this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan holds chavite kohen gadol or ein kedusha l'chatzon. Rabbi Elazar says mitoich shekreva l'chatzon kedusha l'chatzon. Rabbi Elazar explained the shita. He explained it with a svara. Why are we having this conversation? Because the Gemara thought it doesn't stim with the other Rabbi Elazar who holds that you can't make kadosh a chatzi shir dam the vasach. Okay, but now we pivoted a little bit to discuss Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's ain't a kedusha l'chatzon. We know Rabbi Yochanan's mekar, right? My time with the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ach is the one who gave it to us. Mincha machatzisa. We even have two brises that at first glance would seem to support shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Are they kachas on Rabbi Elazar? The Gemara says no. The Gemara was able to draw a rise from it. But the Gemara now is going to focus on Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan in fact say azoy that what? That you can't make the Minchas Chavitin Kadosh if you have a half a shear. For Itmar, we learned Hifrish Chatzi Yisaroin. If somebody was Mafrish a half of Yisaroin, of any Mincha, V'daitei Lahoysef, and he put it into a Klisharis, and his Kavanah is eventually to add the shear. So a half of Yisaroin is not enough of a shear. But he has a mind to be Moisef. Rav in the Kaddish, Rav says it's not going to be Kaddish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kaddish. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's going to be Kaddish. Here a Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you take a half a shear of a regular Mincha and you put it into a Klisharis, as long as it's Daitei Lahoysef, that's going to be okay. Rav says, no way, how could you make a half a shear Kaddish? Of Rabbi Yochanan holds Kaddish. Right, let's learn Mincha from Chavitin. And why are we learning Mincha from Chavitin, not Chavitin from Mincha? Because Rabbi Yochanan has a makar by Chavitin. He learned it from a pasuk, Mincha Machtzisa. So he has a pasuk that you have to have the full shear in order to make the Minchas Chavitin kosher. So every Mincha should be the same way. So you'll tell me, Rabbi Yochanan milsami milsolo yalef. What's the kasha? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan knows Minchas Chavitin lochod. And Shar Menachas Luchas. This is interesting. Because till now, when we were discussing, comparing, and contrasting, it was Menachas from Zvachim, or it was a classic Mincha from Alechem Apanim, which is more of an alternative type Mincha. But the Gemara is suggesting that maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds Milsa Mi Musa Layalif, you can't even shtel to the Minchas Chavitin, which is a unique type of Mincha, to a regular Mincha. But the Gemara says, I know it's not true. You know why? Because I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shlomim Sheshachtam Behechel Kshem. If the carbon Shlomim, Shchita was done in the Hechel. Now we are supposed to Shech the Shlomim, it's Kachem Kalin, so it's anywhere in the Azara, but certainly not in the Hechel. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, if you do it in the Hechel, it's going to be okay. The Chesiv, because it says, V'shachtu Pesach Oyol Moed, that the carbon shlomim had to be done Pesach Oyol Moed, right? That's how we know from Masechet Zvachim that you weren't allowed to shech the carbon shlomim until they opened up the Pesach at the Hechel. But the bottom line is that shlomim that had shchit in the Hechel is kosher, because it says Pesach Oyol Moed is okay, and lo yehei tafel chamim yikir. If Pesach Oyol Moed is good, certainly if you're in the Oyol Moed, it's good. I mean, it sounds a little like from the Pasuk that you have to have some nexus to the Oyol Moed. So if you're Pesach Oyol Moed, this is good. Oh, man, if that's the case, if I'm in the Oyol Moed, then it's going to be good. What's the kasha? You see from here, the Rabbi Yochanan is Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa. Ochaiches, who do you see that? So for that we need Rashi. Rashi says, Dibra Maschel Pesach Oyol Moed, Alma, the last line of Rashi, Yalef Hecho Me Azor. You see, the Rabbi Yochanan learns the Hecho from the Azor. That's also Milsa La Milsa. Minchas Chavitim from a Mincha is Milsa Milsa. Mincha from Dam is Milsa Mi Milsa. A mincha from Lechem Aponim is Milsa Mi Milsa. I got news for you. Heichom Me'azor is Oichet Milsa Mi Milsa. Again, it's you have to know where the stubbornness is coming from. I don't want to learn Milsa Mi Milsa. When we know that, I guess we'd be able to understand the Tzun Shtel a little bit better. But the Gemara holds, if you're not Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa, you can't Shtel Tzun. That's our Tzun Heichel. So just because Pesach Oyom Moed is good, and even have a Kal V'chaim Relayit, Tavol Chama Min Oikah, but Afilu Achi, Lav Dafka, that is going to be okay. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that we have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan said when it comes to the Minchas Chavitin, that if you put half of it into a Klisharis, it's Ein HaKedusha L'Chatzon. Yet Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is that if you put a half of Yisarin into a Klisharis, it's going to be okay. And don't tell me that Rabbi Yochanan is Mechalik between the two Menachs because he's not Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa, because you see, he is Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa. He's Yalef Heichom Mi Azara. So the Gemara, you have to say a different terror. It's Daitai L'Hoysev Shani. You have to say that the punchline in Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Kaddish when you put a half Shir is because you died to Lo Hosef. Where I have a mefurish das to be Moisef, then it's different. So the case of Chavite Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan in the Kedusha, it sounds like it's talking about where it wasn't died to Lo Hosef. But if I had a mefurish kavana, I was died to Lo Hosef, over there it's going to be different, and really it's based on a braisa. Time we learned in a braisa, Malayim, it says in the Torah, Malayim. Where does it say Malayim? This is by the Karbonos of the Nesiim. So it says, Shneim Malayim Soiles Belulo Bashem and Lemincha. And we learn from there, Ein Malayim Elishleimim. That the only time the Klisharis has the ability to give kedusha to the mincha is if it's shalim. What does it mean it's shalim? Doesn't mean that the cup has to be full. It means the shear has to be shalim. V'amar Rabbi Yosi, the Tana Rabbi Yosi said, "Emasai, when is that true? That in Malayim Elishleim, and that's bezman shein daitel hoisef. If when you put in pachas mikasher, you didn't have a mind to be moisef to the shear, bezman shein daitel hoisef. But if your das has to be moisef, rishon kodesh, then no, whatever you put in is going to be okay. The bottom line is, there's a precedent from Rabbi Yosi, who's nimuka imai shalocha k'moisef b'chol makom, that there's a distinction between daitel hoisef." That's the way we reconcile the two Rabbi Yochanan. If it's not Taitel Hoisev, then you have to have a full ship. If it's Taitel Hoisev, then you're not going to have a full ship. Now, going back to this machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said, Hifish Chatzi Yisorim v'Taitel Hoisev Einoi Kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, based on Rabbi Yosef. So Gemara is going to focus on Rav. So the Gemara, V'Rav Bechavitin Kaman Sfirlei. Who does Rav hold as it relates to the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozer regarding the Minchas Chavitin? Ik Rabbi Lozer, Zok de Gemara, let's make the cheshbon on our own. If Rav held like Rabbi Lozer, that held that you could make a half a Minchas Chavitin Kaddish, then how could he hold that if you're going to be Makdish, only a half of a Mincha, it's not going to be Kaddish? Leilef mechavitin. Why doesn't he learn it from chavitin? Right? We're trying to figure out, Rabu holds that if you put a chatzi shear of a mincha into a klisharis, even if you're daite lahoisef, still it's not going to be kodesh, what would he hold as it relates to chavitin? Right? We know what Rabbi Yochanan holds by chavitin. Rabbi Yochanan holds ein kedusha lechatzon. We know what he holds where it's daite lahoisef. It's going to be Kaddish. Is it a steer or not? Daita Lahoisef, shiny. Good. Rav opined regarding Daita Lahoisef. He said it's not good. What does Rav hold regarding Chavitin? Do we have any insights? And the Gemara's initial reaction is that if he holds not like Rabbi Yochanan, meaning if he holds like Rabbi Lazar, that it's Kaddish by the Chavitin, then it should be Kaddish here as well, right? So the Chura, at first glance, you would think he can't hold like Rabbi Lazar. But the Gemara said, the Chitim, maybe you'll tell me, then no. Really, he holds like Rabbi Lazar. And he holds regarding the Chavitin, it's going to be Kaddish Lechatzon. However, regarding a regular mincha not, and you know why? Because maybe the chitema Rav milsa milsa yalef. Keep on going back to this theme of milsa mi milsa. Maybe Rav doesn't learn milsa mi milsa, but the Gemara says we know it's not true. Rav said mincha kedusha b'lo yishem. You could be makdish a mincha. You could give it its kedusha even if there's no oil. So a mincha needs oil. Truth is, not every mincha needs oil, right? The mincha schaita didn't have oil, but mincha schanois didn't have oil. But a regular mincha, most menachis required oil. So Rav's talking about a mincha that requires some oil. If you would take the soilus, you would put it into a klisharis without shemen, it would be kaddish. You know why? Shekeim otzinu b'lechem aponim. Because you find the lechem aponim was a mincha, and it had no oil, and you were able to give it kedusha by putting it into a klisharis. So a mincha should be loigara. But loy levoina, a mincha that requires levoina can get kedusha if you put into a klisharis, even without the levoina, she came out sinu, but minchas nesachim, because the minchas nesachim didn't have levoina, you see, it got kedusha. But loy shemen ubeloy levoina, you can give a mincha that needs shemen and levoina kedusha without putting any shemen or levoina in, she came out sinu be minchas chayte, because the minchas chayte had no shemen and no levoina. What do you see from it? Rav learns milsa mi milsa. So if Rav learns milsa mi milsa, so says the Gemara, it would be very hard to suggest that Rav holds like Rabbi Lazar that the Minchas Chavitin is Kaddish Lechatzon, yet he holds even when you're Daitei Lahoisef by a regular Mincha Nat. How could that be? Right, to go the other way you can go. You could say, I hold by the Minchas Chavitin Nat, but when I'm Daitei Lahoisef, yeah, because Daitei Lahoisef shiny. But if Rav holds even Daitei Lahoisef Nat, how could he hold by the Minchas Chavitin? Yeah, it's almost impossible. So, come on, you're right. I'll call Rav Rabbi Yochanan's Sfirlei. Rav asked all like Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, as it relates to Chavitin, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are clearly on the same team. They both hold it's not kosh. Rabbi Yochanan said in Mefurish, Rav, we know it implied. As it relates to a regular mincha where it's Daitei Lahoisef, that's a Bzundra Machlik. So over there, Rabbi Yochanan holds that it would be Kaddish, and Rav holds that it wouldn't be Kaddish. So the bottom line is that, again, it's a little bit of a winding Gemara, but what emerges is, as it relates to being Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa, we started off with Shitas Rabbi Lazar being Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa. Mincha Mi Dam Lo Yalef, Mincha Mi Mincha Yalef. Then we had Rabbi Yochanan, who the Gemara proved is Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa. The Gemara proved it from an interesting source, from the fact that a Shlomim Sheshachtam Behechel is Kosher, from Pesach Hayomayit. So we're learning Heichel from Azara. That's called Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa. And we also know that Rav is Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa. How do you know that Rav is Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa? We know from the fact that he holds you could give Kedusha to a mincha that requires shemen without the shemen, or a mincha that requires levoina without the levoina, and even a mincha that requires shemen and levoina without the Shemen and the Levoina. And the reason is because there's some Menachis that get Kedusha on Shemen, some on Levoina, and Andre Afilo on Shemen, on Levoina. Either way, the Gemara now is going to do a deep dive from Rav. So I think at this point we're digressing from our digression. You know, Ben Benoishal digression. But again, following the paper trail. Gufa, Omer Rav, Mincha Kedusha V'lo Shemen. A Mincha could get Kedusha V'lo Shemen. Now, just to be clear, you can't be makterid on the Shemen. We're talking about just giving it that Kedusha Zaguf, the Kedusha. So it gets Kedusha on Shemen. You know why? She came Sin, but Lechem Aponim. Because Lechem Aponim was a Mincha, didn't have Shemen. So even a Mincha that needs Shemen can get Kedusha on the Shemen. But loy Levoina, a mincha can get kedusha without Levoina. She came and seen with minchas nesachin. Minchas nesachin didn't have Levoina, and it got kedusha. But loy shemen ubeloy Levoina. She came and seen with minchas chayte. Because you find the minchas chayte had no shemen and no Levoina, yet it had kedusha. The shemen the Levoina, another interesting halacha. The shemen itself and the Levoina itself kachi hay beloy hay can on their own get kedusha one without the other. I mean, if you want to give the Shemen Kedusha or the Levoina Kedusha in the event, independently, that's something you can do. The reason is Shemen, she came out seeing the Beloik Shemen Shalmat Tzaira. The Loik Shemen Shalmat Tzaira, all it was Shemen. Again, we're talking about the Shemen that's going to be used for a Mincha. I would think maybe to give it Kedusha, it has to be Biyachad with the rest of the Mincha. The answer is no, because you find that sometimes the Shemen was brought on its own, the Loik Shemen Shalmat Tzaira, that's not mixed with any soilus, and it got Kedusha on its own. So this can also get Kedusha on its own. Levoina, where do you find that the Levoina was brought on its own? She came out seeing the Levoina Habab. The Shnei Bezicha Levoina that was brought with the Lechem upon him. So being that you see those things were brought by themselves, they got Kedusha on their own, so it's for that reason it makes sense that even when they're part of a bigger picture, the part of a Mincha, they could get Kedusha on their own. This is all Rav Shita in the Braisa. So again, we knew the first half of this Rav, we just brought the extended version. Rav holds the Soilus and the Shemen without the Levoina, the Soilus and the Levoina without the Shemen, just the Soilus, just Shemen, just the Levoina. Any component of a Mincha can get Kedusha if it's in the Klisharis on its own, even if it's not Tzaman with everything else. It's because Rav is Yolif Milsa Mimilsa. And you find sometimes they only brought the Soilus, the Lechem Aponim. Sometimes they brought the Soilus without the Levoina. Sometimes they brought just the Shemen. Sometimes they brought just the Levoina. Based on that idea, you'd be able to give it Kedusha. Who's the second sheet of Rab Chanina? Amar Rab Chanina says no. Lo yizu Kedusha b'loy zu. V'lo yizu Kedusha b'loy zu. That the way this works is that in the event that you have a mincha that requires Shemen and Levoina, the Klisharis is not Mekadesh, any one of them. Look at the top Rashi on the Yomid. B'chol ha-menoches atun ha-shem ha-levoina en kli shoris mekadosh echo mehem elam kin shloshtom biyachad b'kli rochel bitcha ha-ketana. It has to be 100% together. And if it's not all there together, it's not going to be okay. Says the Gemara, Udu Rab Chanina, an interesting kasha, Yisorin lama nimshach. Why was it that the Yisorin measurement in the Beis HaMikdash had been smeared with the Shemen HaMishcha? Now, why did they do Meshich with the Shemen HaMishcha? They wanted it to have Kedusha. Why does it have to have Kedusha? To be able to go now and give it the Kedusha that it needs. Now, the kasha is that when they put the Isarin into that kli to measure the Isarin, there was no oil in it yet, right? It was there, it was a measuring cup. So you want to make sure that you're going to have the full Isarin. Now that you have the Isarin, you're going to mix it with oil and you're going to pull a Levoina. And by the way, at that point, it's going to be more than an Isarin because you just added all these different ingredients. So the Gemara's kasha is, why did that Isarin have Kedusha? All right, nice kasha. Bishlam, according to Rav, you could give Kedusha to the Soilus on its own. So they had the Isarin, that's the minimum share. They put the Soilus in. It's a Klisharis, it's going to give it to Kedusha. But according to Rav Chanina, Loizu Kedusha Blazu, Blazu Kedusha Blazu. So when all you have is the Soilus in that Isarin measuring cup, because again, that's all you have there, you're measuring, you're trying to figure out if I have the shit, then I'm going to mix it with the oil. Why does it have to be Nimshach B'Shem and Amishcha? L'cheri, at that point, you're not doing anything with it. Still, it didn't get Kedusha, so if it didn't get Kedusha, why does it have to be Kaddish? The Gemara gives a very simple answer. The Minchas Chayte, right? It's for the Minchas Chayte. The Minchas Chayte never had Shemen. It never had Levoina. So for that, they said, why? I'll put it in the measuring, then I'll put it into another kli. Might as well give this. Shemen HaMishcha. Give it to Kedusha that it needs. Like, this is going to be Kaddish. V'loig l'manim. What about the loig? The measuring cup that was used for the Shemen, why did they do Mashiach on that? So the Gemara, loig shamatzaira. It was like, hey, the loig and the Mitzaira. Because again, the loig and the Mitzaira, that didn't involve any soilus. It didn't involve any Levoina. It didn't involve anything else. So there, when you measure up the loig, you want to give it to Kedusha that it needs already. Why not? I should put it into another cup. It doesn't make any sense. That's why they put it in the Shemen HaMishcha. But Nami, when they were measuring the soilus in the Isari measuring cup that was Meshuach with the Shemen HaMishcha, according to Rav Chanina, didn't get any Kedusha. And when they put the oil into the Loig measuring cup to use it afterwards with the Mincha, even though it was Meshuach with the Shemen HaMishcha, it didn't get any Kedusha. And the reason is because Laizu, Kedusha, Laizu, Laizu, Kedusha, Laizu. So Rav holds, yeah, but Rav Chanina holds no. By the way, the Gemara doesn't speak this out, but it sounds like we made a big deal that Rabbi Lazar holds with Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa, and Rabbi Yochanan holds with Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa, and Rav holds with Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa. It sounds like Rabbi Chanina would maybe be the Shita that's Lo Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa, because Rav's halacha of Zu Kedusha B'Lai Zu is predicated on Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa. If Rabbi Chanina holds like Zu Kedusha B'Lai Zu, B'Lai Zu Kedusha B'Lai Zu, it would seem very logical that the baseness for his Shita is because he holds Lo Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa. Zokti Gemara. The Af Shmuel also Savala Hadirav holds like Rav, which by the way is always newsworthy. It's always traffic stopping, right? Shmuel Yishino also holds like Rav. No, Shmuel never holds like Rav, right? Chadam Melech Chachamayim, Chadam Melech Tipishay, right? They argue about everything. So it can't be that Rav and Shmuel are on the same page. No, they are on the same page. Okay, regarding what? So Zuk Tehilagir Rashi, Dibra Mascha Laha De Rav, the Klishares Mekadesh Soilis Gradesa, Avagav Tal Chazik Lahakta B'Loy Shem. So Shmuel, we're going to see, also holds like Rav, that if you have a mincha that requires soilus and shemen, and you put only the soilus into the klisharis, even though the shemen's not there, so it's not chazi laktar right now, but afilu hachi, this klisharis is going to have the ability to give it kedusha. How do I know Shmuel holds that? So Shmuel never said him a furish, but we're going to imply it from something that Shmuel said, and we're going to see the implication is going to be a little bit of a leap of faith. Machlikes Rashi and Tosfos, what that implication even is. The next 8 or so lines of Gemara. Ditna, we learned in the Mishnah, and if this sounds familiar, it's because we just learned this Mishnah together in the end of Masechet Zvachim. Daf Peiches Amar Aleph in the end of Perek HaMizbeach Mekadesh. Kli Alach Mekadshin Es Alach. Umidas HaYavesh Mekadshin Es HaYavesh. So there were different types of kelim that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. Some of them were Kli Alach, they were used for liquids. Other words, Umidas HaYavesh, they were used for solids. So the Mishnah says, Kli Alach HaMekadesh Lach, and Midas HaYavesh HaMekadesh Yavesh. The Ein Kli Alach Mekadshin Es HaYavesh. A Kli Alach can't be Mekadesh HaYavesh. The midas hayavish mekadesh nesalach, and the midas hayavish has no ability to mekadesh lach. Amar Shmuel gave a very important addendum to this mishnah. He said, "Lo ishanu elamidos." This that we're saying that there's a distinction between lach and yavish. That's true with regarding the measuring cups. So there, if you put yavish into lach, or lach into yavish, it's a mishnah to yaitzrus. It's not going to work. Avol mizrukos, but as it relates to the mizruk that was used for the Kabbalah of the Dam, right, the Mizrukos of Dam, Mekadesh es HaYavesh, even though it's a Kli Alach, it could be Mekadesh the Yavesh. You know, I know that Shenema, a Geshmak and Makar, because it says, Shneim Maleim Soiles, Belula Bashem Elamincha. So, you have to look at the beginning of that Pasuk. Vikarbonai, it's talking about the Karbonos of the Nesim. This is the same Pasuk we quoted on Amid Aleph. Vikarbonai, Karas Kesef Achas, Shleishim Umeya Mishkolo, Mizrak Echa, that's the word we need, Kesef, Shivim Shekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh, Shneim, Meleim, Soiles, Belula Bashem Elamincha. So you have a Mizrak, and it's filled with what? It's filled with soilus. That's Belula Bashemen. So you see clearly that what? So you see that the Mizruk was Mekadesh, even the Yavesh, right? Lachura. The Mishnah says it's not. It's talking about the measuring cups. But as it relates to the actual keli, to give it the kedusha that it needs, that it's something it would be able to do. Now the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Achim Yidifti L'Ravina. Rav Achim Yidifti told Ravina, I don't understand how you can learn from that pasuk that Kli Alach could be Mekadesh Yavesh. Why not? Because mincha lachihi. The mincha is lach. And by the way, even though we know some minchas didn't have shemen, yeah, but this pasuk is mefurish. It said, shneim meleim soilis belula b'shemen l'mincha. So you see it was balo b'shemen. So if it was balo b'shemen, there was clearly shemen inside. So fakir, it was lach. The Ravina again, mincha lachihi. Amalei he told him, le'nitzrucha elu le'yavish shaba. Now, because Shmuel understood that even though the mincha was belula b'shemen, but sometimes it wasn't properly mixed, so there might be a little bit yavish there. And it sounds like even that part of it has kedusha. So it's from the yavish shaba, even though the mincha b'cheftz is belula b'shemen. But from the yavish shaba, that's with the raya. Iba Yosei, the Gemara says mincha legabi dam ki yavish damya. It's true. The mincha is not yavish. Right? It's not as dry as the sand in the desert. But at the same time, klapi dam, which is what this was meant to be used for, it is considered yavish. And being that it was considered yavish, klapi dam, and afilu hachi, the keli that was really meant to be used for dam, has the ability to give this kedusha. So you say meres that lach and yavish don't matter when it comes to regular kelim. It only matters when it comes to the measuring kelim. Either way, from this shmul, which again should sound somewhat familiar, from this shmul, the Gemara infers af shmul savala lahadarav. That what? That if you would take a mincha that requires soilus and shemen, and you would only put the soilus into the klisharis, but not the shemen, the klisharis would give kedusha to the soilus. And the question is, what exactly is the raya? Where do you see this in Shmuel? What is Shmuel's not talking about this? Bechlal. So what exactly is the hechrus? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says a pshat. It's a very, very, very hard pshat to understand. The pshutei shel mikra, Tosfos, the bottom place on the Yom, it jumps over, I should say, Rashi's pshat. I'm back in Chumash here. We're being, passing over the... But the bottom line is that Tosfos is all over this Rashi, and Tosfos brings a different shab b'shem Rabbeinu Shmuel, who is the Rashbam. So again, in the spirit of Chumash here. So we'll speak out of Rashbam, and the Rashbam says, Upirish Rabbeinu Shmuel, that I'm going to tell you what the Gemara meant to say. What the Gemara meant to say was one thing. The Gemara meant to say that what would be the svara that the klisharis should not be able to give kedusha to the soilus on the shemen? It's probably because we view it as enei roi lo ke'ilu. Right? We probably view it as being that this mincha is supposed to be with shemen, and now it's on shemen, so it's somewhat in a deficient state, right? So because it's in a deficient state, it's not really roi yet to get kiddush in this klis, so and maybe it shouldn't have the ability to get kiddusha. Tainas the Gemara. If Shmuel holds that a kli alach could go ahead and give kiddusha to a yavesh, that means we're not so medaktik. We're not so medaktik in terms of whether this is roi for this kli right now, or if it's not roi for this kli right now. And it's for that reason, zok the Gemara of Av Shmuel Savala. Right, let's see it inside. It's the last Tosfos, and it's three lines in. Upirish Rabbeinu Shmuel. The dayak midas of the mizrkei is mekachin she'enei roi la. K'moy mincha, hoyo v'ruyo l'skadesh b'kli acher d'haynu bisa, af mincha soilis, miskadeshes b'lai shemeh v'lavoyno, af al pi, she'ena ruyo l'kli zeh, hoyo miskadeshes b'kli acher. K'goy mincha schoites. Again, it's a little bit of a leap of faith, but the ikur vart that Rabbeinu Shmuel is coming to say is that if you see that a kli alach can be mekadesh a yovesh, even though it's not mamish roy for this, so too, a keli that is meant to, or so to a mincha that's meant to have another ingredient that's put into a keli without that other ingredient would still be able to get its kedusha. If you want just a little more of a Tosefes beer, it's clear Rashbam is saying a drop more than that, and that is that what's Rav's whole lumdus? Rav's lumdus is that if I take the soilus without the shemen and I put it into this isarin keli, so it's going to get the kedusha. Why? Being that it's roi for the minchas chayte. The Gemara is saying a little bit of a lumdus, that the lumdus is that this keli is roi to give kedusha to the minchas chayte with only soilus. Being that it could give kedusha to the minchas chayte with only soilus, it's roi for that mincha to give it kedusha the way it is. So too, it's going to give kedusha to another mincha, which it's technically not roi for b'asher u'sham to give it kedusha, because you need the shemen, you need the levaina, you need everything else going on. In that same vein, you see by Shmuel that the midas alach, the kli alach, can be mekadesh. The davi yavesh, either way, zok the gemara v'av Shmuel savalah kir. One last gemara gufa. Amar Rabbi Elazar said mincha shekimtza beheichel kshay. Mincha where the kmitza was done in the heichel is going to be kasher. Shekem otzino besiluk pazichin, because you find this by the siluk pazichin. Every time the gemara says gufa, what does it mean? It means we're referring back to something that we spoke about earlier. This was mentioned earlier. Where it was three lines from the top of dach chesamet aleph. Right, this was the makar that Rabbi Elazar holds that we yalef milsami milsa, which initially the gemara asked as a kasher. You're not yalef mincha midam. You're yalef milsami milsa. The gemara said mincha midam lo yalef, but mincha mincha yalef. So this is a gufa. We're referring back to something that we spoke about a little bit ago. So again, Rabbi Elazar said the mincha with the kmitza was done in the heichel is going to be kosher because you find the siluk pazichin, which is the equivalent thereof to a kmitza, that's kosher in the heichel. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the kasha. It says in the Torah, "Vikamatz misham." Now, where does it say v'kametz misham? So the pasuk says like this: a person has to bring a carbon mincha, comes into the azara, ve'viya al bnei aharon ha'kayanim, brings it to the kayanim. V'kametz misham, the kayan should go from there and do kmitza, malay kumtzay v'chulu v'chulu. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, you know what it means v'kametz misham? The place that the bala mincha gave the mincha over to the kayan. Misham. There, he should do the kmitza. What does it mean, misham? Mimakim shiragli azar oimdais. That's a place that the czar, who's bringing the carbon mincha, is allowed to stand. He could stand in the azara. Could he go into the heichal? Of course he can't go into the heichal. And being that the czar can't go into the heichal, masav Rabbi Yirmiyah, that how could it be that what? That Rabbi Loza said, mincha shekimtza beheichal tshera. It says, v'kamatz misham, mimakim shiragli azar oimdais. Isn't that coming lafuke the heichal? Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah brought a brisa, so we're going to bring the end of the brisa. How do you know that in the event that the kohen did a kmitza with his left hand, which is not okay, so you should put the kohen back in and now do a kmitza with his right hand? Tamal Oimer, it says, v'kamatz misham, mimakim shekamatz kfar. Right? This is Ben Beseira in the Mishnah, Davah. Ben Beseira has halacha that even though you did a bad kmitza, you could undo it and you could do a good kmitza. But what's the bottom line? Rabbi Yirmiyah's kash is not from Ben Beseira, it's from the Tanakam of the Braisa. You see, v'kamatz misham, mimakim sheragle, hazar oimdois. Isn't it lafuke the heichel? So the Gemara says, there's two versions of what happened next. Ikadamri, some say, hum moisav love, hum afarakla. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the kasha, and Rabbi Yirmiyah gave his own answer. Ikadamri, some say that Amalei Rav Yaakov, the Rav Yaakov told Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bar Tachlifa Azberloch, Rav Tachlifa explained it as follows: Loi Nitzricha Elo Lahachshir Es Kala Azara Kula. That what this Bryce is coming to say when it says Mimak Shragli Azar Oimdois is not to exclude the Heichal. But what it's coming to say is it's coming to be machsher the entire azara. Why? Shaloi time, I don't think. Hoy lo v'oy lo kachi kadashim. U'mincha kachi kadashim. Ma oy lo tu netzafen, ha mincha tu netzafen. I would have thought that maybe kmitza has to be in tzafen. You know why? Because it's kachi kadashim. And an oy lo kachi kadashim and it requires tzafen. So I would have thought this required tzafen as well. In other words, when the Pasuk, when the Braisa says, v'kamatz misham, imakim tragli azar, this is not lafugah the heichel. No, heichel's kasher. Yalef milsa mi milsa. Rabbi Loz is gerecht. The heichel is going to be kosher. You know what it's coming to do? It's coming to exclude tzafen. That don't think you need tzafen. Why would I have thought you need tzafen? Also, oil kamach bala not. But the Gemara says, there's a havamina that you can learn the mincha from the oil. Malo oil that you can kolo. Oil has a chumra. It's kulay kolo. Maybe that's why you need tzafen. There's no havamina to think that mincha should need tzafen, thus I should need a pasuk. Mara says, okay, I hear. Maybe you would never have been able to learn it from the oilo. But you know why I need a pasuk? Because otherwise you could have thought you should learn it michatas. But the Gemara says, even from chatas, which is kachi kadoshim, it's not kulei kol, it requires tzafen. Aber malo chatas shekei mechaperes al chayvi krisus. Mincha's not mechaperes al chayvi krisus. Mara says, I hear. Okay, you could have learned it maybe mei asham, which is also something that requires tzafen. So maybe mincha too. Aber malo asham shekei mine damim, right? It involves blood. As opposed to the mincha. Mikulu, maybe learn it from a tzad ashava. Right, you'll tell me, malo oilish ken kulei kolol, chattas v'asham techech. Malo chattas, that's mechayv an chayve krisus, oil v'asham techech. Malo oshan, sheken, mine damim. Oops, doesn't work, right? There's no chattas v'oil techech. In other words, you can't learn mikulu either, sheken mine damim, because they're all damim. So the Gemara says, elo itzterech, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Again. This is not coming lafuke the heichel. What's it coming to do? The Gemara thought maybe it's coming lafuke tzafen. The Gemara says there's no havamina that you need tzafen. The Torah would have to tell you tzafen. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's not tzafen, right? If there's a did tzafen, the Torah would have to say it. There's no havamina that it's tzafen without a pasuk faker. Elo, you know, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. I would have thought hayol v'ksiv. It says v'kriv elakoyim v'gishal amizbeach v'kamatz. You know that one of the avodas that was done with the carbon mincha was hagasha. And where was the hagasha done? It was done b'keren dreimis maraves. I could have thought that the Torah equates the Hagosha and the Kmitza. And my Hagosha became Dremis Maravis. Av Kmitza Nami became Dremis Maravis. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush that you don't need Maravis Dremis. So the Chiddush is not that, not Tzofen. It's also not coming to tell me that the Hechel is going to be Pasol. Loyum, the Hechel is going to be Kosher because we're Yalef Milsa Mi Milsa. What then is this pasuk coming to teach me? You don't need Karen Dremis Maravis. Why would I have thought Dremis Maravis? Because Hagosha needs Dremis Maravis. And the Torah says, V'higisha, V'komatz. So I would have thought that Mahagosha, Avkmitza, Kamash Malon, that that's not the way it's going to be. So just to end with one short ha'ara, and this is really a ha'ara that was left on the table last week, and it's mamish pashit. It's so pashit, I'm like afraid to call it a raid bite, but it's very, very simple. It's a ha'ara, and I just think it's kedai to mention. So the first sugya in Mesechtes Menaches, like the first sugya in Mesechtes Zvachim, was the sugya of Shalai Lashma. And really, like all things Menaches versus Zvachim, in Zvachim we get the longer version of it, and Menaches we get the abbreviated version of it. But the very first sugya is the halach of Shalai Lashma. Right? How does it relate to a mincha? Kala Menaches shenikmetzu Shalai Lashma ksheirois, ela Shalai olu l'bayim l'shem chayva. Chutz mi minchas chayta, minchas kanos, where over there the halach is, if he had a machshava, a pisel, a safshinu koit, a shinu bailim, so there the halach is even going to be possible. In the course of the sugyas, we saw Shitas Rav Shimon, right? That was a big topic of the first and second half. And then we saw the Shita of Rav and Reish Lakish and Rava regarding the Minchas Ha'imer. That was a big topic of the third, the fourth, and the fifth half, right? But very much sugyas related to Shalai Lashma. Rashi, on that Beis Amid Beis, in Mesechtes Menaches, says, quote, it's Dibra Maschel, Aval Machshava de Minkara, Hach Machshava de Kachim. As it relates to Machshava Hapeiselis by Kachim, Haitzaz Dibur Bepeho. The Machshava has to be with the Kayan actually saying out of his mouth the thing that he's not supposed to say. So Zok Rashi, the word Machshava in the context of bad Machshavas and Kachim is a little bit of a misnomer. The reason it's a little bit of a misnomer, because really, if all the Kohen did was have a bad thought of Shalai Lashma, that in and of itself would not render the Karban Pasul. That would not render the Karban Pasul. How would the Karban become Pasul? Only if he expressed verbally, orally, with words, this bad thought that he's having. And Rashi says that it's not just true for Shalai Lashma, the sugya sha'alze onu danin, but hach machshava de kachim. It's true for all machshavas. Be it a machshava shalei lishma, be it a machshava of pigol, chutzazmani, chutzumkoymai, or some of the other machshavas that come up in different sugyas. But all machshavas of kachim zak Rashi has to be bedibor. Rashi says the same exact chiddush in Mesechtes Zvachim, in Perek Beishamay and Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. It's the middle of a Rashi. Rashi says, "V'chom machshava de kachim moitzi bepehu." Every single time you find the idea of a machshava bekachim, it's something that has to be expressed bepeh. The truth is that this chiddush of Rashi, that machshavas of kachim have to be bepeh, is not only Rashi's shita; it's Tosfos' shita as well. As a matter of fact, Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Beis Amid Aleph, Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Dalet Amid Beis, Tosfos in Mesechtes Bava Metzia Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Tosfos in Perek Tamei Nishchat Psachim Daf Samech Gimel, Tosfos in Mesechtes Chulin Daf Lamed Tes, in all of these places and more, Tosfos says verbatim what Rashi says, that every single time you find the inyan of a machshava HaPeiselis, by Kachim, you should know, the word Machshava is really a misnomer. It's something that needs to be spoken out b'dibur. It's a very big chiddush, right? I mean, one of the big themes of Kachim is the bad thoughts. And it turns out, it's not even a bad thought. That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is, it's bad speech. It's something that would have to be speaking out b'al peh. The Mishnah Melech, in Hilchis Psuli HaMikdashim, the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, he's medayik from the steamest Lashon HaRambam throughout his Yad Chazaka, that the Rambam couldn't have held that way. The Rambam, when he introduces the concept of bad machshavas, so the Rambam says, Perek Yikim Lalocha Aleph, Sholish machshavas ain't shepoislin as akarbonos, the Elohim, machshavas shini Hashem, machshavas hamokam, umachshavas hazman. And the Mishnah Melech is medayik midivri Rabbeinu Nira, the chol machshavas de kachim, havi afilu beloy hoitza bepeh. And he says, even though Rashi Shita and Tosfos Shita, and he's minor keruchol, all the marmakomis that we just mentioned, is mavur that it has to be bedibur, but he says, lanias daiti, if you want to know what the Shita Sarambam is, the Shita Sarambam is that this is something that would have to be machshava. Even without itzaz dibur bepeh, that would be enough in order for it to be a problem. In other words, we have a very fundamental machlokes rishonim regarding all the machshavis hapoisos by kachim. Is it dafke bedibur or is it afilo b'machshava? It could be, and again, it's more pashit than pashit. This shaila would seem to be totally in the two mekoyros that we have in Chazal and in the Rishonim for why it is that if somebody does an avoda with a bad machshav, it's going to be a problem. The Gemara in Masechtes Zvachim, Tav Chav Tes Amid Beis says, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Minayi L'machashav B'Kachem Shulayka. How do you know that if somebody has a bad machshav by Kachem, he gets Malkus? Talmud Loimar, it says in the Torah, Loi Choshev. And from Loi Choshev, we know you get Malkus. Right, the Gemara, you get Malkus for Loi Choshev, it's a lav she'en by Maisa. V'chol lav she'en by Maisa ain loikin olav. So the Gemara says, you're right, Rabbi Yanai meant, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, who holds lav she'en by Maisa loikin olav. According to him, you would get Malkus. But the Gemara says, what is the Makar that if someone has a machshava pisels, you over a loisase, and according to Rabbi Yehudi, would even get Malkus? It's because it says in the Torah, lo yichashev. Now the truth is, if you look at the Pshutei Shal Mikra, you look at the Pasuk in Aveinik, that says lo yichashev, Rabbi Yanai's understanding of lo yichashev is very much being moitze Mikra midei Pshutei. The Pasuk lo yichashev is said in Parashat Sav, in the parish of the Shlomo, right? So, we spoke about this. In Parashas Vayikra, the Torah introduces all the karbanos, and then in Parashas Tzav, the Torah rounds off a lot of the halachas that weren't mentioned in Parashas Vayikra. Zois Torahs this, Zois Torahs that. So this is in the parasha of Zois Torahs Zevach Hashlamim, right? The Shlamim is always referred to as Zevach Hashlamim. V'zois Torah Zevach Hashlamim. So one of the halachas is as follows. The Torah says, V'im he'ochel van ye'ochel mipsar zevach shlam b'yem ha'shlishi. And really it starts a pasuk earlier. The pasuk says that if somebody brings a carbon shlamim, so you have 2 days and a night to eat it. If you have anything left over, by the third day, if you have to burn it. So the pasuk. Let's say you have leftover basar ready on the third day. At that point, you can't get ritzoy. Hamakriv oisoy, the person that brought it, the carbon will not be considered a good carbon on his behalf. Pigle you, yeah, it's going to be disgusting. Any person that eats from it, he will have to bear his sin. Meaning he didn't get any kapara. To the contrary, he ended up doing a terrible avera by eating this basar. If you were learning Pshutei Shal Mikra, you would almost be tempted to say, it sounds like what the Torah is saying is, if you bring a shlamim, and the shlamim is noisar, and you eat from the noisar, then retroactively it knocks out your carbon. In fact, piggle you, the whole thing is disgusting. And because you ate the basar, you're not going to be chayim nas. But the Gemara in Masechta Zvachim says, can't be that's what the pasuk means. And the reason is, because how could it be that at the time that the Kohen did the Shechita Kabbalah Ilachas Rika, he got a Ritzoy, and now 3 days later, all of a sudden, because you didn't eat the basar, and now you did eat from it, now l'mafreya lo yirotze lo yichashev, it has no havana. Must be that this pasuk means something completely different. And this pasuk is talking about in real time while the avodas are being done. And we're not talking about basa that was left over, but we're talking about a kohen who had a machshava to leave over the basa. So v'meyachel yeyachel mipsar zevach shlama b'yem ha'shlish, and he had in mind to eat the basa, or then lo yirotz, you're not going to get ritzui. Hamakriv oisei lo yichashev lo yipigol. Yeah, then it's going to be pigol. V'nefesh achelos mimenu avayin atisa. But even in the drush of Chazal, which of course is the Pshutei Shal Mikra, even in the drush of Chazal, when it says lo yichashev, all it means is that the carbon should not be considered your carbon. It's a little tricky, this pasuk, because Chazal took this pasuk and they said it's talking about a machsheves pigol. Chazal didn't get it from the words lo yichashev. Chazal got it because there's nothing else the pasuk could be referring to. In fact, even in the drosh of Chazal, lo yichashev means it won't be nechshav as if you brought a carbon. Stating that, Amar Rabbi Yanai in Masechtes Zvachim Chav Tes Amid Beis, minay l'mechashev b'kachim shehu loika, because it says lo yichashev. But it's Rabbi Yanai's chiddush. Again, we just have to understand what's going on here. Lo yichashev, we teach as if it would say loy soichal, or it would say loy sirtzach, loy yichashev. Thou shall not have a bad machshava. But the bottom line is, this is Rabbi Yanai's makar in the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, that you're not allowed to have a machshava es pigol, and the chura, for that matter, you're not allowed to have any machshava apiseles when it comes to kachem. But the truth is, there's another makar. The other makar is a pasuk, and this pasuk is in Parshas Shoftim. The pasuk over there says, "Lo yisizbach l'Hashem elokecha." You're not allowed to shech l'Hashem elokecha shor vaseh asheyia boy mum, that has a blemish, Kol davara, anything bad is a problem. Ki teivas Hashem alekecha hu, because if you're going to do this, it's a teiva, it's mamash, a disgusting thing. Parenthetically, it's good to speak this out, Ramban says that this pasuk was only said here with regards to shechita, right? Le'sizbach l'Hashem alekecha shor v'seh. Even though, really, the halacha is true, not only regarding shechita, it's true regarding the haktaras, it's true regarding all the avodas, right? So why did the Torah say le'sizbach? So says Rabban, I'm going to tell you why. Because this pasuk is talking to non-koyens. It's talking to zars. And the only avoda that's kosher bazar is shechita, shechita k'sher bazar. And it's for that reason the Torah says le'sizbach. Now the Rabban doesn't explain so much why this pasuk has to be talking about a zar. But if you look at the Rabban in his akdama to Sefer Dvarim, in his akdama to Mishnah Torah, the Rabban says that every single halacha that the Torah says in Sefer Devarim is Negeya non-Koyanim. In fact, Ramban asks as a little bit of a kasha, how come Torah's Koyanim wasn't Ibig Chazit in Sefer Devarim? Why don't we review the laws of Zvachim and Menachis in the same way that we review so many of the other halachas in the Torah? Says the Ramban, I'll tell you why. Because Koyanim's reason, hey. And if a Koyan hears something once, he doesn't have to hear it a second time. It's the rest of us that are foilish trick, right? Or we need to hear it again and again and again. And it's for that reason the Torah had a chazer over, and that's why there's a parashah in Mishnah Torah. Zok the Ramban, it's so meduyik. Because the Torah over here wanted you to know, le'sizbach l'Hashem alekecha shor v'seh shiyah b'imum kol davar kitayah. And the Torah said it dafka by shechita. You know why? Because shechita is the one element of a carbon that's ksheir bazar. V'akarev says the Ramban, ki hichzor azor azois ba'avur ha'yisraeli. It's dafka negei the Yisrael. Avol kohanim's reason musarimein v'daya ba'asra echas v'lokach le'hechzor. It's for that reason the Torah was very careful in the way it spoke it out. And this is mi l'shitas. Ramban doesn't say that, but it's mi l'shitas. The Ramban is essentially telling you to what I wrote in the Haktamah. But either way, so this is talking dafka about shechita because it's only negei the Zohar. So what does the Torah say? What could the Zohar not do? Lo'yisizbach l'Hashem alekach shor v'sash yer b'imum. He can't shecht an animal that has a mum. Additionally, kol davara. He can't shecht an animal that has kol davara. So what does kol davara mean? So if you take a look at Rashi, azara lemefagel bekotchem al yedei dibura. This is an azara. They now let have a machsheves pigel al yedei dibura. I think it's poshet, by the way. I think it's poshet. We spoke about the Rambam a few dafin ago. The Rambam in Perik Tches Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Psuli Amakdashin, where the Rambam says, "Kol mechashe machshavas einu nechayne bekotchem hareza over beloisase sharehu oimer loy chashev." Says the Rambam says if someone has a bad machshava by kachim, it's similar to being matul mum bekachim. And we said that Rameh Simcha Nar Sameach was very bothered with this lashon Rambam. What's the Rambam giving me a dumna magid's marshal? You should know it's doyme lematul mum bekachim. What's I'm doing matul mum bekachim? It's possible because the Torah says it's possible. It says lo yichashev. So Rameh Simcha said a hope shot that the Rambam coming to tell me a chiddush that the only time you over leichashev is if the machshava actually renders the carbon possible. Pesach in chatos or minchas choyte and minchas kanos. But when it comes to a carbon where it's going to be kosher, elish le'olubayim l'shem chayvah, then you're not going to be over the isle leichashev. We said Rav Shlom David had a tesefta for this. But the bottom line is that gvaldig a chiddush that Rameh Simcha said. But where did the Rambam really get this from? Again, the Rambam is buying a chiddush la'alacha where Rameh Simcha understands the Rambam. But where did the Rambam get it from? I think it's posh and he got it from this posik. The Rambam saw pasuk that the Torah was makish pigel to mum. The Torah is putting them together. No mum and kol davara is like. It's posh it to me. This is where the Rambam got it. I didn't see anyone say it. Probably because it's so posh it. See the Haktam at the Mesil Sisharim. Right? So obvious this is where the Rambam got it from. But Al Koponim, Al Koloifim, we have two Mekoiris. We have two Mekoiris to this Indian. We have two Mekoiris that are not let it have a bad Machshava by Kachem. One is learned out from Parashat Sav. It says, Lo Yichoshev in the Parashat Pigel. That Rabbi Yani was Mechadish. It's a Loisa. I say, you're not let it have a bad Machshava. And the second one is in Parashat Shoiftim. Lo Yisizbach Lashem Lo Kecha. Asheyir by Mum Kol Davara and Zokt Disifri, as quoted by Rashi, Azora leMefagel beKachem al Yedei Dibura. One Makar says Machshava, the other Makar says Dibur. I think it's Pashit. These two Shitas that we find over here, the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos, that a Machshava in Kachem has to be Bedibur, and the Shita of the Rambam that as long as it's machshav is enough, which seem to boil down to the two makaris that we have as it relates to what the makar is to the iser. If the makar is lo yichashev means machshava. If the makar is kol davara means dibura, then l'chayr would have to be bedibur. Now, at the end of the day, we have to reconcile it as if machshav is bedibur. Rashi and Tosfos pick dibur, the Rama pick machshava. Again, that's already for another conversation, maybe. But the bottom line is, I think it's poshit that the two shitas that you find in the Rishonim are rooted in the two drushes, in the two sources, in the two mekoyres that you find to the idea of a machshava hapoiseles be'kachem.